Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, it's funny. I want to tap into local broadcaster Joe Buck, because I think the bulk of who I'm going to talk to is going to be those local guys. You know what I got to feel just a little bit? I think when I did a spring training game and Tom Hamilton came over from the Indians booth, the Guardians booth, and he's like, "Matt, how are you? Tom Hamilton?"
That's a good Tom Hamilton.
Tell me about your team. Tell me about your ball club. And I've now had this with a bunch of different local broadcasters just for a moment. They don't realize that I'm just some jamoke who's getting a shot. But this is what you do. At the beginning of a series, you check in with the booth next door and you're like, "All right, tell me about the team." And so there I am running down the entire Cubs roster. "Well, this guy is that, this guy is that." Like those kind of social interactions. I know we can all do game prep, looking stuff up. But what a vital part of game prep. And I think young broadcasters should realize, talk to people, have conversations with people. This is how you learn the real stuff.
No, I agree. It's the other broadcaster from the other side. I don't know how it is anymore, really, post-pandemic. I hope to God it's gone back to the way it was. And I assume it has.
I think it has for the most part.
But the batting cage time, guys are hitting and you get a chance to mill around. Now, there are some stadiums like St. Louis, they didn't care. You could stand up and basically lean on the batting cage. And if you got your face close enough to it, you could take a foul ball off your face with the net in between the ball and your face. Chicago, I feel like they kind of protect LA. They protect a little bit of that ring around the batting cage. But back in the day when I was doing it, that's when you got the best information. You could talk to the hitting coach of the other team. You could introduce yourself to the kid that's coming up. You could, lay eyes on, in the Cardinals case, Jordan Walker, who's 6'5", 220, and 20 years old. And it's like, good God, the baseball players don't look like that. Like Aaron Judge standing next to him.
Yeah.
And you can bring that on to the broadcast. Like, I had a chance to visit with Aaron Judge before the game. He's 6'7". I mean, I looked up at him the entire time, and he couldn't be a nicer guy. And here's a 2-2. It's coloring the broadcast and bringing personal knowledge in instead of just what you read on the internet.
Let me give you one from the cage. When I was a kid at Emerson in Boston, I got my first press pass, and I was able to go stand behind the cage, and it was the Tigers. So it's like Mickey Tettleton and Rob Deere, and Jack Clark was on the Red Sox at the time, and Tom Bernanski. These just beasts, these beasts of men. And we're taking BP, and just the ball was flying. And I asked Jack Clark nervously, like, could I talk to you for a minute? And so I'm like standing there, and I'm like, that's pretty neat. Like you guys standing around and like hitting home runs and stuff. And Clark looks at me and he goes, "Are we going to do this interview or what?"
Oh my God. That's great.
I so deserved it. I was, I was completely bemused.
I don't know. I mean, I grew up, I have had plenty of interesting interactions around the batting cage in my life. I had one with Ken Griffey Jr. that, and it does kind of relate to the local stuff, but he's taking batting practice. And, you know, after every round, he's kind of get out and look at me and glare at me. And I could just feel that he was dying to say something to me. And then next round he got out and he went up to my broadcast partner, Mike Shannon, who he knew, and he was kind of looking at me. And I basically, by the end of his round of his time in the batting cage, went up to him and was like, "Hi, Ken, I'm Joe Buck." And he goes, and I had done like the World Series a couple times. This is whenever he had just been with, since made the move over to back to Cincinnati, his hometown. And he said, I got something I want to say to you. I was like, okay. I said, clearly I keep watching you look at me with this side eye glare. And he goes, "My wife, she can't stand the Reds announcer. So she listens to the other team's games, their broadcasts when we're playing on the road. And she was listening to you. And you said last night that it looks like I don't ever smile anymore. And that the best thing about Ken Griffey Jr. back in the day was the ear-to-ear grin and the hat backward and a guy who looked like he was having the time of his life. And you said, I don't smile anymore." And before I could answer, he goes, "Well, let me tell you why. If you get traded back to your hometown and everybody expects this and I've had death threats and I've had blah, blah, blah." And I was like, "Well, okay. Isn't that kind of what I said, that you don't look like you're having fun anymore?" And he goes, "Tonight I'm going to give you the biggest shit eating grin you've ever seen in your life." I was like, "All right." And by the end we were talking and he was great. And so I go up to the booth, he's hitting third, now batting center fielder, Ken Griffey Jr. He leaves the on deck circle, I swear to God, takes two steps, stops, looks up to me, who he just met in the Cardinals TV broadcast booth, gives this ridiculous smile up to me, and then walks in and goes for his first at bat. I was like, that was the most odd, great thing that I've ever experienced.
Oh, that's so good.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
That's so good. There's so much there, right?
Like, yeah,
the human level of just kind of being sensitive, as we all are, on about whatever it is.
Everybody's sensitive.
Yes. And also just like the fact that sometimes people forget these are dudes with gravitas and confidence, you know? And as a broadcaster, as you're walking around and navigating that, people might think of you as the big deal, but you got to deal with that. I remember the first time I was in the White Sox clubhouse and Ozzie Guillen was looking at me. I thought he was going to destroy me with his eyes. That is a confident and strong human. And you got to be the cock of the walk to be successful in the game.
Yeah. No, it can intimidate. And I think the more you kind of stand up to that, and it's not combative, it's just like, okay, I see you. But I'm still going to ask my hard question.
Good.
And it's still going to be a fair question. And it's still like, I remember my first year that Tony La Russa came to the Cardinals in 96. I was just telling this story to Todd Stottlemyre. I happened to be on a flight with him 3 days ago from Arizona here to St. Louis. So we were talking about 1996 and game one, you know, we'd been through all the spring training, but I had heard that by the time Tony left Oakland, he was doing his daily pregame radio show by himself. Like he didn't want the play-by-play guy, whoever that, I don't know who that was, to ask him questions. So they would leave the recorder in his office and he'd sit down, grab the mic, turn it on and go, well, you know, yesterday we la 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 la, and he would do a minute and a half of a soliloquy and not field any questions. So I walk into his office, and he couldn't have been nicer to me. And you and I've talked about him 100 times. But I said, "Hey, Tony." He's like, "Hey, you know." And then I made the mistake of going, "Hey, Tony, how you doing?" I'll tell you, 10 o'clock. You know, it's everything. It was like everything was about the game. But I walk in and I said, "I know we're supposed to do this radio show, this daily radio show. Do you want me to ask you questions or do you just want me to hand you the recorder and then I'll just take it back up to the booth?" And
that's we'll respect. You did the research.
I said, I don't know. We've never talked about this. I don't know. And he goes, I'll let you ask me questions today. We'll see how that goes. And then tomorrow is a new chapter. Like I was on an audition for game one. I was like, "Hey, Tony, well, spring training's behind us, and now here we are at Shea Stadium playing the Mets." God. And I passed the test. I got to ask him questions the rest of the year. So, but that's the thing. You need to kind of go, okay, here we go. And right. Take a deep breath and know that you're prepared and have some fun, man. I feel like fun is a four-letter word and something you're not supposed to have anymore on the air. And I don't know if that's the, you know, the social media end of it, but it's like anytime you try to have fun, if you want to go to the social media, you know, there'll be plenty of people there to try to smack you back into the middle lane and back into Boringville, but you just kind of have to put up with that.
You passed the one-day contract with Larusa. I love that.